Pacific is our Sales Team Pro December kickoff, and it is creating your marketing and business calendar for 2022. And on Sunday evening, Josh is also hosting our Sunday night training at 5 p.m. Pacific, and he's going to be doing an encore talk of what do you want your business to look like. So make sure you tune in for both of those, and make sure you ping in people to join us this morning. And with that, I'll turn it over to you, Josh.
All right. Well, good morning, everybody. Really excited. I'm just excited. You know, I've got moments where, you know, you don't feel like you're maybe in the best place, and you got times where you feel like you're in a good place mentally for business. And I've been feeling really solid lately. So I've been focusing on health a lot. And that, of course, has increased my energy. And that makes me feel really good. And that gives you clarity of mind and stuff. And it's actually a point to that, right? Which is, you need a lot of energy to build a business, right? You need a lot of energy if you want to, as Bill Whittle says, spin all the plates. So if you want to build a big business, or, and you also want to remain to be like a good father, mother, you know, husband, wife, you want to spin all the plates, you got to have the energy to spin all the plates, you know? So I've been, for a little while now, I'm focusing on my health more and, noticing the change and how that is helping. So make sure to ping your friends right now. Hit that plus sign down the bottom. Let's get some folks in here this morning and get this cranked up, because this is going to be a really great conversation. I can promise you that. This Sunday night, we also have John Piritz, who's on the panel today, Joseph Casella, and Dan O'Deck, who is a normal or regular on here, that are going to be hosting Sunday night training with me, and we're going to absolutely kill that as well, talking about what do you want your business to look like. We did that as a clubhouse months ago that went over really, really well. The outpouring of people texting me about that day was fantastic, so we're kind of going to run with that again. So yeah, really excited about this Sunday with that crew too. So yeah, I was just thinking about how people think about the digital stuff, right? And, you know, the thing about technology is, I always come back to, you know, a year and a half, 2 years ago, when I heard Roy Matlock for the first time say, if something's repetitive, it should be automated. And I've been using that as almost like an anchor, that idea that if it's repetitive, it should be automated. So it's kind of like this anchor point, right? You have certain things that you say or do to always bring you back to like center in your mind, right? So I've been using that as an anchor point. And then in like building around that, to find anything that is repetitive and trying to figure out how to automate it, right? So down to my staff and I are now using monday.com. I know Kristen and Roy and them use teamwork.com. We went to Monday. I like kind of the flow of monday.com a little bit better, the ease and things, but wow, is it brilliant for the automation, because it just makes my life really, really simple. So issues we're having with fund applications, you know, all these different kinds of things, I can upload files to their PDFs, all this kind of stuff. I can put it right in there, and it's easy for my secretary to get, and I just make notes and all these kind of things as they pertain to client stuff. And it's just great. It's just like a workflow place, right? And it keeps us from emailing a zillion times and or Excel spreadsheets and all that kind of stuff. So that's what I mean by automation, optimization, making things faster, making things easier, is finding softwares that maybe cost a little bit of money, but the amount of money that thing cost me for the year, I probably saved in back and forth conversations, just in how much I pay my secretary. I probably saved it in a month, you know, or something like that. Let alone what I make by spending less time on the phone and running around in circles. It feels like sometimes when you're especially dealing with investments, you know, you're like, well, that guy, Dano, we've got money coming from a 401k. We've got money coming from here and there. And it gets very complicated. So you need tools to help you with those things. So, but I really want today to just get into, hey, Josh Lindsay, by the way, I saw you won the securities trip in the personal category, which was awesome. They booted me onto that and I won it in the base shop. So I wasn't as high up, but I saw your name over there, dude. So congrats. And congrats to anybody else who finished Marco Island or Maui. So very, very cool. So yeah, he's that dude's a stud. So glad to have him on here each week now. When I'm thinking about these priorities though, people get a little in their head, like, oh my gosh, Josh, I got to build I got to clean up my Facebook. You're saying, you know, we should do a Facebook group. I should, get a LinkedIn and work on friending people through LinkedIn. You're connecting with people. I've got to have an email strategy with Sales Team Pro. I've got to get a landing page. Dean says I need to get a profile video. Okay, let's prioritize, right? So I'm just going to start light and then we'll just kind of move through the panelists of things that you think if somebody could just work on it, start working on it now, even if they have nothing going on, right? I'm from a digital front. Maybe the priorities are the most important things they could do, but also I think that no matter who you are, you could have all of these things set up, even if you're a district new, but you're really serious. Outside of you going and getting your securities licenses and getting all your licenses done, okay? After that would be starting to get some of your digital presence built, right? And everybody could do that in 2022. I mean, you can do it in six to 12 months. You could have all these things up and firing in all cylinders. So the first one I would say is you need to clean up your database. Most people don't really use Sales Team Pro. They don't really get it. It's like, I don't really get it. It's like, well, you don't really have your database in there and you don't have it really organized. You know, it's like mine is it's like this constant work. It's like this constant job that the database, I don't know. It's like, I feel like, oh, it was clean and now it's messy again. It's like your house. Your database is just always getting reworked because somebody who was only a life client became a securities client. Did we make sure to select that they're a securities client now? So when we go to an advanced search for all securities clients that they actually pop up, like we got to make sure that all that stuff is accurate. Who are we missing an email for? You know, is this address incorrect? You know, I was going through a list of some names for our Christmas cards and I was like, I know that guy moved. Are these correct? Are these right? So then my secretary was double checking and we want to make sure that addresses were correct. So clean up your database. That's free. It costs you nothing. Okay, unless you pay somebody to do it, which I would highly recommend, but it's not like some big thing. Like, I don't know how to do that. Like, start a profile video or something like that. It's not like this big investment or something. Just working on your database, I've learned from personal experience. I'd like some of the panel to tell me if you feel the same way. Just making sure my database is really clean and it's like purring like a kitten, you know, kind of thing that STP is like, well, I got my custom list and I've got, you know, the cleaner that is, the easier the referrals have come in, the 59.5 distributions because we have birth dates. And I got a ton of money this year from 59.5 distributions, like a ton. Of just simple, easy business. Called them. It's like, hey, you're 59.5. I'm like, happy birthday. It's like you're 5.5. I celebrate 59.5. And they're like, what? And then we just get into a conversation and boom, we're moving a bunch of money. So, really, really simple thing, working on your database. But then we of course have all these other things like Facebook, landing pages and whatnot. So I kind of want to open up early today, with, you know, I think the database is the easiest. Everybody can start there, but you might be saying, I'm already there, or I can get that hammered out quick. What would be maybe one of the next, you know, top three things? John Pieritz, I know you've done a ton. You've done a brilliant job of taking in all of this digital strategy and really swallowing it, you know, and like really putting it into place and like actually using it. So I know that you might say the, you've done it all. So maybe there might be some priorities that you thought, I wish I would have done maybe that before that or something in that case. I don't know if that's what it's like for you. So good morning.
Good morning. I got to tell you, I'm humbled that you would say that because it doesn't feel like that. I think just because it's just such a big, big space. It's funny. Yesterday, I had the opportunity to connect and chat for really that conversation went for an hour and 15. It could have gone for 2 hours with my 27-year-old second cousin. And he, at 27, you know, he got into crypto and Forex and was in that world. And his dad, who obviously is my cousin and I'm very close with, said, you know, you ought to talk to John. And I was very humbled. I bring that up for two reasons, because, you know, we're about to come on our 18th year anniversary doing what we do. And my cousin is not a client, but the fact that he felt good enough to send his son to me was just, you know, just really incredible. And, you know, here we are talking to someone who's in that, you know, beginning of the millennials on the top end of Gen Z. And we were talking about technology and we were talking about all these things. And what I got out of that conversation, I said to him was, you know, the bottom line is we could have digital currency, we could have money, we could have social media, we could have all these things. But in the end, people want a plan and they want a guide. Like that just never goes away. We can robotize things all we want, if that's even a word, but, you know, or automate it with robo advisors. And we can do all these things that are technologically advanced, but in the end, relationships matter and human connections matter. I mean, I've never actually sat across from my cousin like that. And, you know, I'm twice his age or almost that, but it was a very cool, very cool conversation. And I share all that, everyone, to say, you know, I think what we've done, Josh, is, and I'm going to talk about this on Sunday as well, we've pinpointed the things that we stand for. And who are we in this business? And again, I'll dive into that more on Sunday. So I encourage everybody to tune into that. For all of us, the panel's spectacular. But I think what we did was we, you know, got fire hosed at the beginning of the year. It took us 6 months to really grasp everything that we were doing. And then started, you know what the first thing, as I just talk about this, Josh, the very first thing that I think people should do is show up to everything that we're doing. I mean, like, and I don't want this to be lecture series. I'm open to a dialogue in between us right now. But I think that, you know, we've got Tuesday and we've got Saturdays and we've got Sundays and we've got Clubhouse. And we were just being students of the system, which is plug in and listen and learn and take notes and go back to those notes and, you know, maybe implement one actionable idea a week and just start to develop this knowledge base. And then after you do that, you're going to start finding the places that you're good at that other people are not, or you're going to try on things that other people do and you're going to go, yeah, that's not really comfortable. So like the entire marketing, I've learned that I'm the marketing conversation. I mean, we were just putting a banner together for a trade show that we're going to do at the beginning of January. And the amount of marketing expertise that Sales Team Pros community brought for that, like I wouldn't have even thought of those things. And I realized that marketing is not a strength. So I've got to get people around me that are good at marketing to fill in that gap. So, you know, plug into everything and start to develop. I talk a lot about, you know, your posse, right? Get that mastermind circle around you of people that like you, respect you, and you with them, and start to build that dialogue. And one of the ways that I've done that is on LinkedIn. So I think October it was that we shut down all Facebook-driven products. Josh, you and I have talked about that. Now, I may open them up back in January. I don't think I'll open Facebook up again, but it depends. We'll see. but I might do Instagram, but only for business. And so we shut down the platforms that we were not strong in or were a distraction, and we focused on the ones or in the space that we wanted to be in. And LinkedIn was one of those spaces. It has been for me personally for years. I mean, years. I think we're at 5,700 followers on there, and connections. And I just believe in, if you connect with me, I'm going to engage you in conversation, and we put out content that's thought provoking and, you know, just kind of branding ourselves as, you know, an expert in the space of education and personal development, financial education and personal development. That's kind of what we're branding. So find the thing that you want to talk about most, start talking about it. That's the beauty of social media today. So we just got really, really good at, not good, I don't want to say really, really good at Sales Team Pro. I think we're getting better. We definitely cleaned up our database. It's funny, I pulled up our camp, you know, our list. So I got to clean up the list, but we're at 1,751 contacts, which I'm very proud of and growing. We make sure that we post something every Thursday morning at 6 that's of value, that lines up with our LinkedIn conversation. I would say those two things, Josh, are the things that we all this year finally grabbed onto and focused on and shut a lot of other things down so that we could be good in a few spaces rather than mediocre in a lot.
Yeah, that's good. Clarissa Fleming, who is in Dean's hierarchy, just asked me to be on her call next week. You know, they do the social media thing, I think Samantha Shepherd and stuff like that. And, so not next week, sorry, the week after I'm going to be on there. And her and I were just talking about the exact same thing yesterday for a while. Like find kind of your platform and like go hard there, you know, until now you might like get, you know, you get to the point where you diversify later, but for a period of time, you know, kind of simplify it, it's a new level of energy you're not used to putting in, you know, kind of narrow it down and specialize a little bit. So I like that, you know, it's like, okay, you jump to LinkedIn, you like LinkedIn, great, be there, you know, and like own that space. So yeah, that's really good. So social media, he's, you know, he kind of said the same thing about the database. I know that Dano, you've kind of used like QR codes and some things. Those are fairly simple action steps that somebody can take to start to make it easier to share their information with somebody, you know, that kind of thing. But what would you say, Dano, is some stuff that people like you've done digitally that's helped you to optimize that are simple steps that somebody could take?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of combine the digital with the old school. So, you know, from the standpoint, like when I'm out, because I do a lot of social networking face to face, and then, you know, connecting through the digital formats with these people as I meet them. I do the same thing with clients. It's like, as soon as you're either a prospect and or a client, you know, I'm getting on, you know, I'm more of a Facebook, Instagram kind of platform person. You know, so I'm basically connecting there. A couple of reasons, because again, as we get busy, you can kind of keep up if they're in your feeds, you know, life events and things like that. So if you're interacting with them, but the QR codes, were huge for us, especially like when we were doing, you know, job fairs or career fairs or not even like trade shows, stuff like that, you know, because again, it was a way to capture that information to again, feed the database, from there, but then just the little simple 2x2s, you know, brochure, lack of a better term, business card, whatever, however you want to look at it. But it's just basically got the logo on one side and the QR code on the other. So it just, curiosity kills the cat. So it drives them to that digital format because they're like, well, what's this QR code go to? You know, I've got it on the back of my car, you know, I've got it, you know, on the door of the building so that, you know, people, you know, can get more information if they want to. And like I said, they see a QR code, what's the first thing they do? They pull out their phone, they scan it. So it just drives them to where the information is that I want to drive them to. And so that's kind of how I've utilized that, you know, to kind of go with your first question. I agree with you, you know, it's all about the database and using the database effectively. I would say if I were, you know, if I were new in the business and I see this, I've seen it locally, not just in my own base shop, but some of the other base shops, because, you know, again, you've got Sales Team Pro, you got the LFIC, you've got B-Dollar Smart, all these things. Well, how do I put all this stuff together? And a lot of times the new person, and again, some, even us old timers, we fall victim to it where we're like, I just want to look for the easy, like automated. I don't ever have to talk to anybody again. It's just like going to do it on its own. And so we kind of hide from what we've got to do to build the business, because I'm sure we'll talk about this on Sunday night as well, of how we've designed our business to be what we want our business to be. But I think if I were new coming in, the big thing is I'd want to fill my database as fast as possible. If you've got an upline that is doing a good job digitally or from that standpoint, then capitalize on that. It's like I tell my downlines, I'm like, dude, I've already made the investment. The website is there. The information is there. I've already paid for the videos and all this, you know, so like, let's just utilize the technology we have. There's no reason for you to go create a whole new entity for yourself, you know, outside of that. So really kind of just capitalize on what we've got already and just know that a lot of the conversations that we have, especially a lot of us who are RVPs and above, where we talk about, you know, hey, I'm building my week so I can work 2 days a week like Roy or 3 days a week or things like that. Just helping them understand that you're going to build your business to get there. That's the destination. That's not where you're at. You got to grind right now so that you can have and start implementing these things when you get to regional leader, when you get to vice president, because there's no reason to hang out on a district contract, you know, or a senior rep contract. Let's get the momentum going. Then we can add in the things that automate. And again, I'm kind of speaking to the RVPs too, and that is then make sure you've got these digital tools and you've got this automation in place so that your downlines can capitalize on it. So that would be kind of, you know, some of the points of utilizing the technology, but still understanding it's the old, what we all did to get to where we're at, because we didn't have the technology, and then let the technology enhance and metamorphose into what we want it to be.
Yeah, that's good, Dano. Yeah, I love the idea, like a QR code in the on your office door or whatever. Like if you're in a building that a lot of people walk by your door. So I'm in an old like 1970s building that it's been redone and it's really nice, but it's got like the communal lobby in the middle. So like from the exterior, it just looks like a giant place, and then you go inside and that's where all the suites are. But everybody can kind of see each other's front doors, and there's a big lobby. Well, like a lot of people just walk by my door. And like you said, curiosity kills cat. They're not going to walk inside, but they might pull out their cell phone and scan that deal. So that was a pretty cool little thing. And it's simple. Like you said, the QR code thing, what a breeze. I mean, you just do that thing online in like 2 minutes, you know, and you're golden. I did utilize a tool that is extraordinarily simple that Dean Francis and John Puritz turned me on to, which is Link, L-I-N-Q. It's a card, have your own QR, this and that, but it's like a digital business card on Link. And I ended up putting my broker check there and all this stuff, and it's awesome. I meet somebody and I send them that now, and they get a picture of me, and it looks really professional. And like, yeah, I really dig that. And I've got to tweak it and stuff, but as quickly as I threw it up, I literally built the thing in like 20 minutes. It's been really good, and I've replaced Linktree. So I had Linktree for my social media. So if you tap on my face right now, up here in the top, you should see me, the dude with the beard. You scroll down, you can go to my Instagram, and it's my link on my Instagram. So you can go there, and that's the link in my bio. You can hit that, and then that'll take you to my digital business card, and that'll give you an idea of what Link looks like. And it's just really, really a cool tool. So, yeah, great stuff, guys. Really, really excited about this. Mike Corner, you're back from COVID. Aaron Fisher, who's always on here, is down with COVID. This is like Puritz, Horner, Fisher, and I, we talk a lot, and, these guys were knocked out of the game. So, Horner, I just excited to have you on, dude. I just want to hear from you.
Dude, it is great to be plugged back in. I'll tell you.
I'm sure.
It's been a blur for the last 30 days, but definitely glad to be plugged back in. And I just want to point out a couple things that John had mentioned, and I'm going to tell John, thank you for telling people it's okay to not have every social media tool under the sun. We hear a lot that if there's social media out there, you should jump on it. But some of that can be a distraction. And if you find that one way is working for you, like I've done quite a bit of LinkedIn in the past, I'm not as successful, excuse me, with it as it sounds like John is. There are a couple of other avenues that I'm feeling more successful with, and it's going to be okay. But I think it's going to be good for everyone to listen to what other people's strengths are. If you want to learn that avenue, you ought to reach out to some of these people. If you want to learn about LinkedIn, it sounds like John may be a phenomenal guy to talk with if you want to learn LinkedIn. Don't start trying to do everything on your own. That's the beautiful part about all of this stuff, is we have access to an unbelievable amount of wisdom and experience in this group that you don't have to flounder out there by yourself. You don't have to figure stuff out by yourself. As John said, you just got to plug in. And John, I did some math here. I mean, it's most people on this call will probably be full-time in the business. If you plugged into every Sunday, every Tuesday, every Friday, every MPI call, if your security is licensed, guys, that's you only plugging into 6 hours worth of training a week. That's you working 6 hours. So if you're working this thing full time, you're putting in 20, 25, 30 hours a week, whatever it may be, six of those hours is education. It's self-development. It's business development. So to sit here and think we have all of these meetings to plug into, how do I fit them all in my schedule? I would say that is, as the title says, digital strategy priorities. Priority number one for 2022 is you don't miss a meeting. I mean, you can do these from absolutely anywhere. You put in your earbuds and you sit and you listen, even when it's on Zoom. You can do these from anywhere. So I would say that is top priority for me and my team in 2022 is we just don't miss anything. There's no reason to. It's only 5-6 hours a week. There's really no reason to miss those if you're serious about building this business. But Josh, thanks for calling on me, man. I'm going to sit here and listen the rest of today. My voice is still coming back, but I appreciate it, man. Glad to be back on.
Yeah, glad to have you back. Glad you're healthy, dude. It's always it's crazy stuff, right? Getting really sick is never fun. I wanted to Joe Casella is going to be on this weekend as well. And Joe, pretty early, Joe, you and I were on a call with Dean for the profile video. I mean, you were kind of early with Profile Pack and Cameron's crew, like doing that, if I recall. And you know, you've instituted a lot of these things. Joe is a professional. He's a proper advisor. He's not just some guy running around selling $50 policies and not getting people to invest a difference, So, he's just such a great, person to hear from on this stuff. So go ahead, Joe.
Thanks, Josh. I appreciate it. And everybody said some really awesome stuff so far. And, I'll just share an experience that happened recently, having these different things out there, social media presence, your landing page, whatever it is. I got an email 2 days ago, Josh, from someone I had, actually it was from Calendly. I got the email, but someone I had never met before, never spoken to before, went and found me somehow. I'm still trying to figure that out, but essentially got to see my profile video, booked an appointment through Calendly, and we're meeting on Monday over Zoom for our first appointment. And, it's like, who knows? They got a couple hundred grand in assets. They're looking to retire in maybe the next 10 years or so. That would have never happened a year ago, a year and a half ago. And thinking about, like what you said the other day about at some point having the blockchain to verify you for your credentials and things like that. I mean, if you think back, this is the equivalent of having your licenses and your degrees hung up behind your seat in your office. I mean, that's the way it was, right? You'd come in, you'd look for, you know, okay, where did they go to school? What are the licenses they have? And it was only on the wall you'd be able to view that if someone physically walked into your office. So, you know, like John said and everybody else said, find which platform works best for you. But, you know, being out there or being accessible, having someone being able to find you, I think is the priority. So, you know, I had someone doing my social media starting, I think it was the end of last year, and they really just dropped the ball and everything. So it's like everything came to a screeching halt. I don't think I posted anything for about 5 months because I wasn't posting. And I think that's a good point because I'm not good at it. I don't want to do it. And I'll go back to the book, Who Not How, that Arlie Larson told everybody about probably about a year ago. I'm not going to do it. And I'm just being honest. You know why? Because I've got people like this calling me, say, I want to meet with you. I had another one reach out to me. They're getting a possibly getting a wrongful death settlement from their father. And as soon as they know what that's all about, then we're going to meet. I've got clients coming up with art. I mean, I don't have to tell you guys this because you do this all the time. So is it worth hiring somebody out? So now I've got a new social media graphic designer, digital person that we just started working 2 weeks ago, and everything's going to come up and go live again in January. And it takes time, but man, just I remember, Josh, we had a clubhouse a couple months ago, and you're like, weren't you excited when someone for the first time booked, you know, on your Calendly and you didn't have to actually schedule the appointment? It's like, hell yeah. And now for someone to come through and watch my video, book an appointment, be ready to go is like, oh my God, I can't believe where we're at and how much better it can get with the technology. And if you invest the time to put these things in place.
Hey, Joe, I got a question for you, if you don't mind. What do you look for when you are looking to hire someone to do that for you? What are some of the credentials? Where do you go? Do you hire a company as an individual? What exactly do you look for?
That's a great question, Mike. And I don't think I'm going to be able to give you a good answer on that because the people who did my profile video wanted to step into the social media platform where they could kind of set up a subscription service. So they were trying to figure it out and just asked if I would kind of be the guinea pig with that. So that was my start with that. And then, like I said, I've moved on to someone else, but the someone else I moved on to, honestly, is my cousin. And she's 26 years old. She's a graphic designer. She kicks butt. I mean, I have no problem, you know, sharing her info with you guys if you are looking for someone, you know, when we get off the call. But I haven't had to look for it, Mike, so I can't, and I wouldn't even know where to start. That's the sad part. It's like, dude, I'm a millennial, but I have no idea where to go with it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You got it, buddy.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, one of the main things you can do is what Daniel was talking about, old school prospecting, right? So like I hang out at this kind of hipster coffee shop a lot. So I have a problem. And so, you know, like, caffeine, the Christian acceptable drug. So like I hang out at this joint and then like, I just got to know some people that were, videographers and, you know, that kind of stuff, brand development people, blah, blah. I got to know these people. That's who ended up doing my branding, my landing page. And then they knew the videographer. Lacey then did my profile video. Well, then, my wife, they needed a social media person for her nonprofit. And this guy, Ryan, is like, he hangs out there. And then we find out he does like, he's a photographer and he does video for like, he just did this shoot in Miami for this guy's like yacht that was like nasty. And like this house is just unbelievable. This guy does, they fly him around to like edit and put together videos. And he was like, oh yeah, I have a guy on my team. And then he does social media work and he does your posting and he does your, you know, you discuss what you want to do and da, da, da. And we just found him. It was like, oh, how did you do that? It's like, well, just by the good old fashioned, like Dano said, like talking to people, you know? So now you could probably find somebody much quicker by looking around on Instagram in your local area. And you can do some of that in the search stuff and kind of find people. but we found this guy, we're using him for our nonprofit. If he's doing a good job there, I'm going to hire him for my actual social media, because contrary to what you 100 people listening might not know, is I don't like social media. I said this once before. I think I could punch Mark Zuckerberg in the face because I missed the 90s. And you know, so like that, but I say that, but I have to live in it, because otherwise I'm going to be in a hole, right? I'm going to live in a, otherwise you're the guy, you know, wearing a Motley Crue shirt in 1985, Puritz. Okay. You know, we don't want to be, we got to be modern. You know what I mean? I only made that joke because John's a drummer and he loves 80s rock.
Wow. You're reaching on that one.
So, and throw him under the bus. Eric's is my buddy. We've got to like stay with the times, right? So when I hear people in Primerica be like, look, I don't want to do any of this stuff. And it's like, okay, well, you can try to build it like Art Williams, but good luck walking into somebody's back door and be like, hey, you're decent, you know, and like grabbing a Diet Coke, because where I come from, you'll just get shot. So like that doesn't work. So like you got to work, use some new technology and like different systems and things. So like, Joe, I don't like posting. You and I have talked about this. Like I need to find somebody good to do it, right? And put a good cadence in place and run it. I love to talk to humans in person and on the phone, and pretty much everything digital, I really don't like doing it. And I have to take profits in order to do that. And that would be my biggest suggestion to you listening right now. You might say, look, I'm a division dude. Okay. So you go out this month and you write some life sales and you make $1,500. Now, if you write 2-3 life sales and you're part-time, and you make $1,500, you don't need that money, okay? You have a job. That's the whole point, okay? You're working on building a business, not making profit, okay? There's not enough leaders that talk about our business like an actual business. Talk about it like it's just this multi-level marketing thing, okay? A real business, you wouldn't expect to cash flow out profit for at least the first year, okay? You basically expect to put everything back in, or you're paying off debts for the stuff you bought in order to open that business. Okay. Now I'm not saying you need to go into debt. That's what's great about this being a cash flow business. So you could go write 2-3 sales or whatever, and you make $1,500, let's say, and you go, okay, let me prioritize here. Let me get a little branding done. Let me find a good brand strategist who can give me like, I can get a logo and my name and some colors and great. Okay. And you get that going. And the next month you make some money and you're like, great. Now I got enough saved up. I can get a landing page done. Okay. And you have somebody put together a landing page for you and that's done. And then you're like, and now what you made, now you're giving it to people and they're like, oh man, this is cool. And you're looking a little bit more legit, right? And you're taking yourself more seriously because you're not spending your money. You're investing your money. You're telling your own subconscious, this is for the future. We are going to win. This is going to work. It's a subconscious act of telling yourself that you will win. When you spend the money you make, what you're telling yourself is this is temporary and you're not treating it like a business. So then you take it and you make a little more money, and then you spend it on that and you make a little more money and you spend it on the business. Do you see? And you keep pumping it in until you've got all this stuff handled, you know, and then it can really start to flow. Right. And once it's making enough, then you, like Joe Casella, myself, you know, you could say, yeah, I could pay somebody $500, $750 a month to run my social media, make sure that I get a post every single day on Facebook, in my group or whatever your cadence is. And you can pay somebody to do that. Because like Roy says, if it's repetitive, it should be automated. It should be easy. We shouldn't be struggling. We should, you see what I'm saying? But if I'm doing the business part-time, you should be thinking automate and ease right now. Otherwise, you end up in the place like I was, where you're just running ragged all the time, doing everything. You're handling all the repetitive every day. And your quality of life sucks because you turn this into a job and not a business, right? So There's my little mid-hour rendition. I just got on a soapbox and ran there for a moment. Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Hey, Josh. Thank you so much for talking about this today. This is exactly what I've been struggling with for a little bit because there's just too much. There's too many tools, and I'm trying to, you know, do what Roy is saying to do. But I mean, even within LFIC, there's so many videos now. And yep. then the Be Dollar Smart and all the campaigns and all the stuff on POL. And, you know, it's one of those things where before you can even get started, you're kind of frozen with like, what do I pick? What's the system? And what's the thought process when you're developing a system? And I'm okay with not using everything. What's the thought process you go through when you're thinking, how am I going to build my system that works for me with all these tools?
Right. Well, first off, your Clubhouse profile looks really good. So congratulations.
I traded my friend.
Yeah. I look at everybody's when they come up and I see if their profile's weak. And it's like, so yours looks really great. So congratulations.
Thank you.
It's really important to just build your profile out. Click on her profile. Everybody give Michelle a follow, right? She's got 72 followers right now. So everybody give her a follow so we can give her some street cred on Clubhouse when she goes into another group, right? So I want to see that number boost up. Boom. You just jumped 10 just like that. And then look at her profile, even the panelists, you know, you want to build out a nice profile where people click on it. They see all this stuff, kind of who you are. You want to use some emojis. You want to, you know, so that's so easy. Sit back for 5 minutes and like, just build a profile that looks decent. So, and it makes you viable, you know, it makes you look professional. So you were saying kind of how do you, for yourself and like your own business, how do you profile out what's most important and less important?
Not the profile, the system of getting appointments. I have a Calendly. I have all the LFIC videos. I have Be Dollar Smart, but like, it's just too much stuff, and it's not organized and streamlined into a system that makes sense. And I don't want to do something different for everybody. I want to, you know, just be able to pull the trigger and have a bunch of things go out. I already talk to a lot of people in my town, and I network a lot. So people know who I am and what I do. But I meet a lot of new people too. I talk to everybody. So, and I get phone numbers very easily. So being able to send something out that makes sense and following that up with other things that make sense with all the tools we have, there's just so many tools. I'm trying to figure out, how do you figure out what is going to work the best for you when you look at everything at our disposal that we have to work with?
Yeah, that's, I mean, a lot of that I would say is trial by error. You know what I mean? Like, you got to find what works for you. Like, I don't use LFIC videos. I love Dean. I think the videos are brilliant. But I don't personally use them. And that's only because like, I don't present, like pretty much ever. But that's the space that I work in now, is, you know what I mean? So like, I predominantly work with people who know who I am and what I do, and or were referred by somebody who knows well. And it's more than we're just having a conversation. You know what I mean? I'd be more along the lines of what you would say, like, well, I use Be Dollar Smart. Okay. So I don't actually use Be Dollar Smart, but I would if I didn't have 16 years of experience and had all that crap in my brain. You know what I mean? So, but like, that's more of where I go, you know what I mean? But that's because of where I am, how I do my business, and the experience I have, right? So I don't know if anybody can, panelists can kind of jump in and help Michelle out here, because I think that the pain that Michelle's feeling is probably what a lot of people are feeling, which is, I've got all this stuff. I bought it. I got it. I'm using it. You know, Wendy, you might be able to help out with that. Like, how do I prioritize a little bit for her? How does she utilize the tools best for her?
That's a good question, Michelle, because that's what we went through this last year. So I look at it from how we've done it is, I don't use the videos up front unless it's somebody who's unqualified. For example, let's say I have a new rep and they have a niece or a, you know, friend or whatever that's single, unqualified market, then I say, you know, send the financial house video. And then if they have an interest, then we'll go from there. So that kind of takes care of the presentation. It vets them out to see if they're interested. When we set appointments, we use the B-Dollar Smart. And the reason I use that is it finds money, and I hate presentations. And so it's, it makes it easy and duplicatable, you know, for a new person. And then if somebody's watched the B-Dollar Smart, if they need, you know, if they're that type of person, maybe a teacher and they want more education, then follow up with a video. Now, I know what Tommy Lee does is he sends the, you know, he doesn't meet with somebody unless they've watched the video first, you know, the financial house video. So there's, you just kind of have to look at, like, we drill down on what's our market. You know, if it's somebody who's already a client, that's a revisitation. You're not going to have to use all that. But that's where the Sales Team Pro comes in, is that consistent follow-up, that reminder. I got a whole page of notes from you guys this morning. So when you close out, Josh, you got to remind everybody what you're talking about Sunday night. I kind of agree with Josh. The videos are great. I haven't done a personal video yet, like what you guys are doing, you know, with ourselves, but that's on my list to do for the beginning of the year. So thank you for covering that. And it's just, I use the Sales Team Pro as a follow-up tool. And it also, once you start getting your list, it reminds people that you're out there, and that's where the referrals come in. So I just had an appointment booked for me through my calendar. It's on next Wednesday. And I don't even know who the person is. So they found me somehow, were referred to me, got my website from somebody, and booked a consultation schedule. So I think you just have to see, like what Josh was saying, you have to see what works for you and, you know, and create your own personal, you know, Art talked about it. Rusty, I always thought Rusty came up with this, but the personal management philosophy, what's your style going to be? So that's kind of how we do it. On my notes, I'm going to find somebody to do my social stuff and to put together my QR codes and stuff like that. I just don't have that interest, but I know it's necessary. So anyway, great call so far. I'm going to go ahead and get off. My dog's going to start barking in a second.
Thank you for that great advice, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks, Michelle. Glad to have you on. So appreciate that. I'm trying to think who else has kind of like stepped into this realm and really doing social media and kind of running it. Mark, I know that, I mean, you've been able, Mark Drake, if you're available to talk today, I mean, you're in a little bit of a different position because you have a DBA with the company. So you've been able to like create your own branding and things like that, right? But it's still kind of, I mean, we might be working towards that as a company for the right people, but even outside of that, you know, you're really good on Facebook, just as your personal Facebook, I've really noticed. So I just want to see if you had anything to speak to the conversation.
Well, first of all, Josh, the value this call brings to people that plug into it is enormous. I think it was Joe that mentioned that, you know, if people just plugged in to the type of tools like this 6 hours a week, the impact that could have on their personal development is enormous. So that I just wanted to say that off the cuff. I think people that are plugging into tomorrow's kickoff will be it'll be another continuation of today's conversation, frankly, of, you know, what are you going to focus on moving forward. Michelle's concern, you know, it sounds like Michelle is kind of starting up her business, and there is so many things that are available to us, especially since the birth of LFIC. And the reason that I became a senior leader of LFIC was just to be an additional voice amongst this larger group of leaders, so that we can make some positive changes moving forward. And technology is one of the big ones, the branding, the social media. And I think the company is moving in the right direction on these things. But part of, I think, Michelle's challenge is not a clear and I don't, and I apologize, Michelle, if I don't want to frame this way to you, if it's not you, but it's, what do you want? How do you want your business to look like? Josh, you pointed out that you don't use the video. I don't use the videos because of our, it doesn't fit our model, right? It doesn't fit our personal model, but I utilize the video. I encourage the video usage in downlines that are looking to create a book of business, a client base, that they're in the beginning stages of that. So these tools, I wish we had these tools available to us, Josh, 20 years ago, right? I mean, they're phenomenal. But I think that's part of the challenge everybody has that's listening is, you know, what is your business? What do you want it to look like? I think for the majority of people, the videos offer two main things. Number one, a way to communicate the opportunity very professionally and very positively. Use the video for the purposes of sharing the business opportunity, and then you can have a conversation with that person about the business. Use the you know, whether you're using the Finn video or the house video, the GPS video, financial GPS, whatever. The point is, it's a great way to introduce to young families what we do, you know, building financial plans for families. So there's a couple of tools like that you've kind of got to say, look, I'm going to use these for this purpose and in creating my new client base or my, you know, starting from nothing kind of thing. So it's the challenge we all have is what are these, which one of these tools fit our business model? And, but I think if you're plugging into this call and if you're plugging into Sales Team Pro, we all have a very similar business model. I don't do any prospecting. My prospecting is my book of business. I got, you know, a couple thousand, you know, clients that are in Sales Team Pro and I work those clients, on an individual basis. And I'm always, you know, rediscovering new assets. I mean, I'll do a couple $1 million of business this month just from that. And I say that to you humbly because, you know, I'm a delivery truck driver from a small town. I started in this business in 1985, got licensed November of 1985. And I struggled for many years. I had to grow up. I had to learn. I had to get better. I had to improve. I think one of the things that people have to put in their calendar for 2022 is a focus on self-improvement. And, you know, the reason you struggle is because you don't feel good about yourself. You don't really believe you're the things you're putting yourself out. You can create a great profile, but if you don't believe the crap that's in your profile, you're going to struggle. And that's a product of, I need to get better. I need to improve. I need to work on me. And so, and that involves just maybe just reading a couple of books on developing yourself, like Developing the Leader Within You, or, you know, How to Win Friends and Influence People, or The Power of Focus, or, you know, things like that, that you just feel a little more qualified because you're all qualified. Dadgummit, you can do this. You know, you can win, you can grow, you can get better. And you can have the things that all you look at the Primerica posters, you can have all of that crap. And you can do it in a short period of time today if you really make a decision that I'm going to focus on my business, I'm going to focus on my Prime America. I'm going to focus on my building, my business, my brand, my company. And it requires effort. It requires creating, using these tools. Calendly, game changer. Joe said that. I mean, I don't set my own appointments. I send every prospect or client a link. They schedule their own appointments. And I've scheduled in there when I'm choosing to work. And I'm in work season right now. In the summer, I have golf season where I work a couple days a week. And now I work 3 to 4 days a week. Depends on whether I feel like it or not. You know, but that's the beautiful thing about a Calendly system. You know, so anyway, I can begin to ramble. But I just think people need to focus on building their business and not thinking that this is like Avon. This ain't some part-time little thing that you can, oh, I can do this part-time. Bull crap. You've got to invest and go for it. That's my opinion.
That's great, Mark. Yeah, like, well, that's what I was talking about. Like, if you start to make a little money, invest back in yourself. Buy books. Buy a Calendly. You're going to have to pay a little bit for it. Yeah, do that. Treat it like a business, you know. And, but some of what Michelle was talking about, I think everybody, and I've not pointing out at Michelle, but it's like everybody goes through this. We've always had this though, because like now it's like, oh, now I got four LFIC videos. And I'm like, yeah, and they're all brilliant. I'm like, you know, it was like when you just had four different versions of the six pager and you didn't know which one you should use. You know, like we've kind of always had this. You know, it was like, well, so do I do like a napkin presentation to this guy, or do I show him like a full-fledged six-pager, Mark? You know, like for those, you know, people that
absolutely
are a little older.
True.
We've always had like this conflict, always. Right?
Always.
It's just now the videos are a lot smarter than when, you know, somebody like myself was out there just mucking it up and saying everything wrong, you know? So
they make us look really smart, don't they?
Yeah, that's right. The videos don't screw up unlike when you get nervous and you start rambling, you know? So that's kind of always been there, but that's why you got to self-improve, as he was talking about. I mean, my gosh, and I think when people go, how do people just call you? You know, I said on Tuesday, like a 2.7 million last month in securities. And I was like, almost all of it called me. It was just referrals and client 59.5 distributions, you know, that kind of stuff. And it's like, well, how does that happen? I'm like, well, if I could have told 23-year-old me how that happened, I would love to. But that's the thing about the journeys that God puts us on. I mean, you know, it's kind of like you go through hard times so that you can become the person you become. It's not just like, it's not always an easy fix. That's why you have to have that stickability. You got to just stick and then just work and practice and try and read and do your presentation by hand and video and, you know what I mean? You got to learn and you just got to immerse yourself because you have to grow. It's like John Maxwell says, there's no such thing as big problems. There's only small people, right? We have to grow into our problems. You know, now the challenges I have now, if I would have had these same challenges at 21, I probably would have had a heart attack, right? I mean, it's like, I'll never forget when I was like 25, 26, Lauren and I were dating. She's in college. And she said like some bill that came in because she's at college living off her savings, right? And neither of us come from like wealthy families kind of thing. So she's just kind of like, you know, the gas bill comes in. She's got to split it four ways. And she's like, oh, geez, the electric bill this month is $40. And I remember I was like, $40? Like, what? It's 40 bucks, girl. Like, it's okay. Here, let me give you some scratch, you know? But at the time, if I was making $5,000 a month, that wasn't much because she wasn't working. $5,000 was a lot, right? But now, where I'm at now, my business overhead, other things, do you see what I'm saying? Those costs are double what I used to make. Do you see what I'm saying? So it's what? You grow into your problems. You grow into the challenges, right? And then they're not even challenges. They're just like, that's just like life. You know, it's like not a big deal, right? It's just a part of your growth trajectory. Well, that a lot of this technology isn't just an answer in and of itself. So I'm really glad you went there, Mark, because it kind of opened my eyes back up to that idea. Like landing page in a profile video doesn't fix the fact that like you're scared to talk to people, you know, or you don't have confidence in yourself or you don't know your product scope. Jeremiah Diamond talked about that yesterday on MPI, which by the way, if you missed that, because that recording's never going to exist. But Jeremiah Diamond and Scott Leonard of Lincoln talking about these high volume trades that they did. The conversation was unbelievable. But he was like, if you don't know your product scope, how are you going to win? Like, it's like impossible, right? Like, how can you sit down with somebody and be like, well, let me go do some research as to what I sell. Like, I don't even know what I do. You know, it's like that's where you got to put in the grind and you got to put in the work. It's not necessarily running around the mall, running your shopping cart into people anymore. You know, it's if you know your product and you feel confident and you have all of your licenses because you put in the grind to pass all your exams and you do all those things, then a Facebook group can become a really efficient place to harvest and grow relationship with prospects, right? Your database, because when you write a broadcast email, you're writing some really great copy because you know what to say, because you know what's hitting people emotionally, right? So I didn't mean to kind of take these last few minutes, but Mark just got me on this topic. Like, yes, the technology is amazing. It really helps, especially when you're new, certain things can really help, but it's not the silver bullet. You know, there is no silver bullet. We all have to grow through, we have to grow, not go, grow through these challenges of, I don't know what to say. I don't feel really solid. We've all got to work through that. We have to make a lot of phone calls to get comfortable on the phone. It's like it's that simple philosophy, right? So anyways, really excited about the kickoff tomorrow for everybody to be on. So make sure you're on the kickoff. And then Sunday night training, as I said, you want to be on there every week, but you really want to be on there this week because me and some of the Clubhouse crew are going to be rolling on there. So thank you so much, everybody. Wendy. Josh, yeah.
Yeah. Can you, for people that popped on later, can you cover what you guys are covering Sunday night again, please?
Yep. So Sunday night, we're talking, what do you want your business to look like? So if you're kind of more of a, I like to sell by recruiting. So I recruit and I sell in their market. I'm more of a, I work through clients. I work referrals. What do you want it to look like and how would you go about doing those things is what we're going to be talking about this Sunday night. So thank you, Wendy, for bringing that up. So everybody have an awesome Friday. We appreciate you being on here as always. Everybody have a great day. Thanks a lot.